There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 13 of the tabernacle. Jesus washes us white as snow. Isaiah 53 verse 7 reads, "He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth." Our text today is from Isaiah 1. Verse 18, "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool." Can you imagine how much bloodshed happened in the tabernacle over the 40 years of wilderness wanderings? If you just had one lamb sacrificed each morning and night for the burnt offerings, there would be over 28,000 lambs sacrificed at the bronze altar during that period. And that doesn't count any other offerings sacrificed at the altar. The early historian Flavius Josephus wrote that in 4 BC alone, over 250,000 lambs were sacrificed at Passover. While that was much later than the time of the tabernacle, it shows a picture of the amount of blood that was shed to cover sins. So at the tabernacle, there were times when the altar was drenched in the crimson blood of the sacrificial lambs. Their once beautiful white wool would have been covered in their blood so that the people's sins could be covered. Because of the amount of bloodshed, the cleanup at the bronze laver was a challenging task. Hands and feet covered in crimson blood must be washed clean so that the priest could enter God's presence. The prophet Isaiah presents this picture when he describes how Jesus' death would wash us white as snow. Isaiah 1:18 declares one of the greatest promises of cleansing through God's forgiveness found in Scripture. Our sin left the deepest stain, yet Jesus' sacrificial death washes away every mark from each crimson drop and makes us white as snow. In addition, Jesus, the Lamb of God, was slain and covered in his own crimson blood so that our sins could be washed clean. However, notice that Isaiah continues by declaring, "Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool." That's from Isaiah 1:18. What does it mean when Jesus washes me clean, my sins become like wool? The wool of the sheep was originally white. However, because sheep's wool was a precious commodity, it would be dyed in different colors, like crimson. The staining process was so intense that the color added would not fade and could not be washed away. So when Isaiah prophesied that Jesus would wash us clean and we would become like wool, he declared God's ability to make us brand new. The forgiveness God brings is so powerful that God not only takes away the stain of sin, but also cleanses us as if we had never been stained. Renowned Bible translator and Hebrew scholar Robert Alter translates Isaiah 1:18 as, "If your offenses be like scarlet, like snow shall they turn white. If they be red as dyed cloth, they shall become like pure wool." Therefore, both phrases of Isaiah 1:18 reiterate the same biblical truth. Jesus washes you completely clean of your sins. As we meditate on this truth today, reflect on the lambs slain at the bronze altar. Their wool was completely shaved off, then they were slaughtered and their blood was shed. The priest then moved to the bronze laver and washed the blood of the lambs off of their hands and feet. What would Isaiah's words mean to you if you were a tabernacle priest? This prophecy would have amazed priests with thoughts of God's forgiveness, restoring life back to the lamb, even down to replacing its white wool. Jesus gave his life on the cross so that our sins could be washed clean and our lives be completely restored. Indeed, Christ's death and resurrection make it possible for our names to be written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Some questions for you to consider. How does a priest washing at the bronze laver help you better understand how Jesus washes your sins? How is seeing yourself as a sheep essential to understanding Jesus coming as a lamb? What are your thoughts on being washed white as snow and becoming like wool? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.